Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. At the time of this recording, there's a lot of buzz about email and something called CDPR, which is basically new laws that are happening over in Europe with privacy. And I think a lot of this has to do with the whole Cambridge Analytica Facebook thing. I mean, this is something that's been on the books for a long time, so it's not quite a cause and effect like you might think it would be. So I thought I would revisit email marketing as a business tool to help you grow your business, because I believe it's one of the cornerstones that you need to run any successful business. I don't care whether it's local or national or international. And the reason is because when you have an email list, it's something you own. Now, I've talked about owning your stuff before, like getting your own domain names, owning your own web hosting, all that kind of stuff. But having an email program, I don't care which one it is. It could be Outlook on your desktop. It could be Infusionsoft or something in between. Ultimately, you may rent the service provider, but the list is yours. So, number one, you're responsible for it. So that's something that you've got to keep an eye on. And I will be talking about CDPR a little further on at another podcast coming up very soon. If you're listening to this in the future, it will be the next episode. So, let's talk about email marketing in general. First and foremost, if you have nothing, then you start from scratch. One of the things that you can do, obviously, is go to networking meetings, get business cards. But here is the thing. You don't just want to take a bunch of people's emails off of business cards and put them into an email marketing program. It's akin to doing something like adding people to groups on Facebook without their permission. People tend to get a little bit cranky when they're getting emails or they're getting phone calls, let's say, just spoofed phone calls that are robocalls and things of that nature without being asked to be put on a list. Even worse is getting texts, because you have to pay, obviously, for every byte of data that comes across. So adding somebody to anything without their permission is uncool. But to do it to email, you immediately are going to get a bunch of people unsubscribing. And some people won't pay attention, some people won't open it. But the bottom line is when you create an email program of people that want to hear what it is that you have to say, it's a great foundational business tool. So when I say own it, it's this. If you have people in your contact manager just on your desktop computer, could be Outlook, could be contacts in Mac, that's your list. And you can use that. The thing is that you cannot broadcast more than 100 people at a time, which if you want to reach a larger audience, obviously that's going to be very time consuming because you got to manage which 100 and then see who responds. And you get no feedback unless they're going to email you back, unless they sign up for whatever it is that you're emailing them about. In the case of an email program, and let's use AWeber, for example, which I've done a lot of training on, and I have a training webinar coming up. If you want to check it out, go to baconcoach.com/AWeber, and either you can register for it or you can watch the replay. But ultimately, what it boils down to is if you pull people into a program and you start adding them to your list, or you let them add themselves to the list, now you've created a group of people that actually want to get and open your email. The number of emails that are open goes up. The number of people that interact with them goes up when people actually sign up for your list. Now, sometimes you can add people from, say, you do a webinar or a live event. I did one a couple of weeks ago where I was speaking, put sheets in the back of the room, added those people to the list, and, you know, sent them an email. Thanks for joining. Here's what I promised. And then the second time I email them, they go off the list. They didn't like it. Whatever. That's okay. It's their prerogative. That's one of the things that a broadcast email system does. It gives them the ability to manage whether they want to be on the list or not. If you add somebody to a group, they can always say, I'm going to leave the group. It's very similar to something like that in Facebook. But ultimately, if you've got a group of people that want to hear what you have to say, then you have an audience of fans that you can create some influence with. What I mean by owning it as well is you have the ability with most every program that I'm aware of to be able to download those lists to a CSV file, something that can be opened up in Excel. So my suggestion to you is as you start to build your lists, make a backup, download those lists, and put them into a Dropbox or on whatever format you want to back them up to. Could be a local hard drive. But ultimately, you want to make sure that you own that. Say you don't pay your bill, all your email contacts go away. I've seen that happen with websites quite a bit. Say you want to change services, you want to move up the notch or down the notch or whatever it is. You can export those and you can re-import them. Some companies are a little bit more stringent on their rules. You'll have to check out each one and definitely talk to their tech support, customer support before you pull out a list and then try to upload it. But the bottom line is that if you have it in a CSV file, you can find a company. AWeber is one, another reason why I like them, that you could pull it out of MailChimp or Constant Contact or Infusionsoft or whatever it is and upload it. The difference is that the way that each one of those handles the data. So in the case of AWeber, when I first started, I had a whole bunch of different lists for different things. Now they've added something called tagging, where you can tag individual people as you add them to a list. So I can tag them with Results 360, that presentation I did a couple of weeks ago. So I know where they came from. And I can put them into a group called Presentations Local. So I know it wasn't a national presentation, it was a local presentation, and here's what it was. And that way I can see a lot more information about them as time progresses. So let's say somebody attended one of your live events. You can put in a tag that says live events. Now, when you send out a broadcast email, you could say only send the email to everybody in this list who has been at a live event. And it will only send them that. The last piece of this that I think is ultra important when it comes to email marketing is think about yourself sitting on the other end, the receiving end of that email. What would make you want to open it? Usually a headline that sounds interesting to you. What would make you want to read it? Something that is geared towards you and your needs. And you would say, you know what, I'm going to sit here and read this. The other thing is you don't want to make it too long. If you have to make people read a whole bunch, chances are they won't read any of it and they'll just close it and delete it. So you want to be targeted. You want to make sure that you have a good headline to get people to open it. You want to give them good information. And you want to be short and to the point. Using good email practices is a great way to grow your business and to build that sphere of influence with people that are actually interested in what you have. Don't be all salesy. Try to be educational and give them a reason to keep coming back. So if you like this and you want to continue to learn more, as I said, go to baconcoach.com/AWeber for my webinar, or go to Online Content Code, where I actually teach step-by-step how to do a lot of these different topics. It's onlinecontentcode.com. See you there.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.